Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. It was still dark on the third day when Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome each got up, dressed, and made their way to the tomb to finish what had been started. They were bone tired, as none of them had gotten any real sleep after what had happened to Jesus over the last couple of days, and they were still struggling to make sense of it all. One disciple had betrayed him, while the others fled the garden the night he was arrested. And it seemed that only they and some other women who had followed Jesus during his ministry were able to get close enough to witness his execution. They saw the soldiers humiliate him and nail him to the cross. They heard Jesus cry out. They saw him take his last breath. They saw as the soldiers took his body down and hastily wrapped it in linens and placed it in a tomb. There was no proper burial for the one they had grown to love. As they made their way with spices and fresh linens, the day began to dawn, and with it, a few tears flowed, and they found reason to manage a smile or two as they remembered how Jesus taught them and made them laugh, how he included them among his closest friends and changed their lives forever. The rabbi, he didn't deserve to die like a common criminal. As they drew near, it finally occurred to them that they did not know how they would be able to roll the stone away. But when they arrived, they discovered that the stone had already been moved. They entered in and found that the tomb was empty and the body of Jesus gone. They turned to find a young man, a messenger of God, dressed in white. He said to them, "Do not be alarmed. He has been raised. He is not here." And you and I once more have heard that Jesus cannot be found in an empty tomb. We hear once again that death was defeated and that Jesus lives. And because he lives, you and I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, you know, he holds the future. And life is worth living just because he lives. He lives. Look, there is a place they laid him, the young man continued. Go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And yet, in Mark's version of the Easter story, Mary Magdalene, Mary and Salome do not run out and share that wonderful news. We are told that they fled in terror and amazement, and they said nothing to anyone. You see, they were afraid. Now, before you or I cast that first stone, let's think for a moment. I don't know about you. I don't know what you or I would have done if we had been with those women. an empty tomb, body gone, and a messenger of God holding a conversation. But there is not a soul among us who has not known fear at some point or points in our lives. We know what it is to have our world turned upside down in the face of not only fear, but also in the face of uncertainty, especially as the world has witnessed events beyond our scope of imagining, including a full year wrought with dual pandemics, death, destruction, injustice, violence, and unrest. And yet, now that the tide is slowly changing somewhat for the better, we, like those women, are remembering that there is a light in the midst of darkness. And that light heralds the dawn of a new start, new beginnings. All hope is not all lost, because Easter means resurrection. And the turmoil that plagues us will not have the final say, because death did not have the final say on the third day. There is an addendum for us, just as there is an addendum to Mark's story. Somehow and in some way, those women found hope and courage enough to shake off the fear and trembling felt in those early hours. They went to tell the good news to Peter and the others, the message of the angel: he has been raised. He is not here. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. And indeed, we know that Jesus went ahead to Galilee to meet them, just as he had said. And 2,000 years later, while it is still dark, while we are afraid, while there is still isolation, Jesus calls us out to today's Galilee to meet him, so that we may remember and hold on to resurrection, to go forth to tell and to be the good news, to take up the task of discipleship. The risen Lord goes before us and is with us as we proclaim that he lives. And Jesus is still calling us to leave the empty tomb behind and embrace the new days that are dawning, to cling to his light and to the hope that resurrection brings. He is calling us as his beloved to embrace new life set before us, not to what was, but to what will be, to what can be. He goes before us as we feed the poor and clothe the naked. He goes before us as we strive to bring peace, reconciliation, justice, equity, equality, and love to a broken world. Yes, because he lives, our lives will never be the same. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.